My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I used to want to be the kind of old guy that wears bow ties, solid color shirts buttoned up to my neck, a different tie for each day of the week, most with polka dots, festive yet understated holiday bow ties with tiny jack-o'-lanterns and black cats, Santa's going ho-ho-ho, autumn leaves, wrapped presents, birthday cakes with candles. I could easily imagine wearing bow tie the deep blue of a summer night with gold stars when I went to the opera. I imagined this for years, happy years. Then came the harsh realization that to be an old guy who wears ties, you probably need to be a young guy who wears ties, or at least a young guy who cares about how he looks, maybe even grooms. My attitude to clothes is a bit more relaxed than that. Relaxed to the point of unconsciousness. I don't know why I ever thought I'd grow into being a snappy dresser. Given my lifelong trajectory, it's unlikely I'll be frequenting the opera in a midnight blue bow tie with gold stars. It's a lot more likely I'll be wearing a shredded sweater, clearing space in the Gogol Bordello mosh pit with my cane. So be it. Starting today, I've adapted my old guy image of myself. I'm trading the bow ties for boarding boards. Boarding boards are solid wood boards, normally planed on three sides. They're 7/8 of an inch thick and can be used for your sheathing and construction. My new old guy fantasy kicked in today while I was sheathing a roof with 5/8 inch tongue and groove Advantech. Normally, when I build a house, I'll have all the roof sheathing boomed up onto the attic or top floor. Once the rafters are up, I sheathe from the interior by passing the Advantech, a common sheet good, through the rafter bays. It's a bit awkward, but doable. The house I'm sheathing has cathedral ceilings, no deck to stand on. It makes for difficult access, and it means every sheet has to be carried up. It's awful. The stuff's heavy, and there's not a ton of room on the staging planks. Blessedly, there's been no wind. If I was using boards, the longest they would be is 16 feet. I'd be using 1x8s for a roof deck. The most each board could weigh would be about 8 pounds. I'd stand a bunch up against my scaffolding, pull them up, and nail them down. All my scrap is lovely kindling. I used to sheathe with boards, so it works than I can as an old guy, too. I honestly can't remember why I stopped using boards. I believe I was having a hard time getting good quality boards. I had to buy it by the unit, and plywood was less expensive. For a lot of years, it didn't make sense. But next house I build, I'm mixing it up. Tongue and groove sheet goods for my subfloor, not sure about the walls, but the roof, boarding boards for sure. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.